North Pole to Timmy's place. Grabs a double-double takeaway. Box of Maple Glazed donut bits really helps him on his way. Santa's a Canadian, it's plain for all to see. His favorite hockey player is Wayne Gretzky. Santa's a Canadian from sea to shiny sea. He comes from the great white north, check your history, yeah. He likes beavers and moose. All things Canadian, too. Kind of like Bob and Doug McKenzie. He's a hoser through and through.
Take off, babe. Eh?
Santa's a Canadian, last stop on his run. He plans it out that way, 'cause Canada's where he's from. Santa's a Canadian, and when all his work is done, back bacon pizza waits for him when he gets home, yeah. Santa's a Canadian.
Hello, everyone. This is Shay. This is the show Shine On. We're here live at CITR. And it's going to be a pretty fun show today. I'm going to be playing some bands that have been featured in the last few Discorder issues because this Thursday is the Discorder launch party at the Hindenburg. So on that note, I'm just going to play a bunch of Discorder featured bands because there's a lot of good ones. So, on that note, we're just going to kick things off here with the band Reef Shark, and this is the song Dory. You're listening to CITR.
Just
a girl does best when alone and ready for action. Like a spike, I'm perfect for traction. I waved at him and watched his friends just laugh. They made me feel dumber than preschool math. And it's true, my skin is real spotty, but those girls, they like us so dirty. So I put nails onto the ribbon to make sure that it was a dead end. If you won't have me, well then there's just nobody else. Won't have me, then there's just nobody else. If you won't have me, well then there's just nobody else. Won't have me, then there's just nobody else. I see you have me in my dreams till morning light. I'll wait for you, dear, please come back soon. It's killing me.
Sophomore album Loungewear from the Portland duo Mel Brewers brings together the Zulu rhythms of Dionysian New Orleans street folk with the kinetic dub bluegrass of New York nerdcore. However, this decrepit rehash only tortures the nubile freshness of their debut, the Whackjite Travelogues. This can only be seen as the decline of a nascent career before it has even begun to incline, and receives their lowest score yet, 7.4 Radioheads out of 10 Arcade Fires.
Want an alternative to music blogs? Discorder Magazine has been supporting Vancouver's independent music community for over 30 years. Come help keep local music journalism alive at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party this December 4th, featuring Rec Center, Skinny Kids, Other Jesus, and CITR's very own DJ Pop Doors. Doors are at 8, with $5 cover before 10 and $10 after. It's happening this Thursday, December 4th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. December's best new fundraiser, as selected by Discorder editors.
Yeah, that's going to be a super fun show. Again, that's this Thursday at the Hindenburg, and it's just a Discorder launch party. So that should be super, super fun. Don't think I'll be able to make it there for exam reasons. It's probably not a good idea. Anyway, we were just listening to a couple bands from here in Vancouver. The first one was Reef Shark with the song Dory, and that was off of their album Better Weather. And just now we were listening to Zoo Age with the song Killing Me, and that's off their self-titled album. Cool female vocalist. Not bad. And both of those bands were featured in the April edition of Discorder, which is our music magazine, for those who don't know. And so, yeah, I basically am just going to play some bands that have been featured in the just past months of Discorder. So that was a couple from April, and I'm going to play one more that was featured in April, and they're called Cool, and they're pretty cool. Sweet band. Someone's laughing at me right now. Yeah, so this band is called Cool, and this is off of their album Paint, and the song is Blue.
like a Pepsi bottle boy. Thank you.
This Friday, December 5th, the Barr Brothers play at the Fox Cabaret. Check out their new album, Sleeping Operator, on Secret City Records. To find out more about this event and others, check out mrgconcerts.com.
All right, welcome back. So you're listening to Cool with the song Blue off of their album Paint. And if you haven't heard that album, all the songs on the album are just different colors. The names of the songs are just different colors because it's called Paint. They're just so cool. I can't help it. They're great. And just now we're listening to a cool post-rock band. They're called Dirty Spells, and they were featured in the July-August Discorder edition. And yeah, super cool band. That was the song Stranger Things Have Happened off of the album Teeth. It's pretty neat. They got some really interesting long songs on there. That's pretty cool. Cool. So I am joined in the studio. Yeah, you can use that mic.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
My name's Tim.
This is my cousin. Hey.
How's it going?
Great. So, yeah, so my cousin Tim is from Ontario, back home where I'm from, and this is your first time here in Vancouver?
Mm-hmm. I was in BC once last year, but I never had a chance to spend more than the airport in Vancouver, so
right.
It's been very fun.
Exactly. And what have you been getting up to here?
Well, I was at the Grey Cup, and I got to enjoy the CFL fans and watch Calgary just barely beat Hamilton.
Yeah.
And up to Whistler and then Squamish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an amazing... I was warned about the terrible weather here and how much it rains, and so far I haven't seen any rain. A little bit of snow, mm-hmm. and a lot of people complaining about it.
Exactly. Yeah. If you haven't been to Ontario in the winter, you don't really understand, but... Do you want to just, describe last winter?
Last winter was, I'm pretty sure it was 120 days of consecutive snow on the ground. So that we finally got rid of the snow in, late April. And it started in, early November. So coming out here and to hear people talk about how cold this winter is, it's like, you have no idea.
A little bit bitter.
Yeah.
Fair enough, though. Yeah, it's not too cold here in the winter.
No, I don't think it is.
No. Although, to be fair, Whistler this weekend was extremely cold. And that's not a Vancouver cold. That's that was cold. It got down to minus 30.
Yeah, that's
at
real
one
cold.
Point. Yeah, that's yeah. That's pretty solid. But yeah, it was spent the weekend in Whistler, which was awesome. It's nice to be back up there skiing and doing fun stuff. And yeah, spent the night in Squamish, it was awesome. Great time. All right, well, get back to the music. This is a band that was also featured in the July-August edition, and this is a band called Beelines, who do a lot of fun stuff around Vancouver all the time. You can probably see them for $5 somewhere. And this is the song Nervous Laughter off of the album Opening Band.
I like the name.
Yeah, me too.
I'm laughing at my problems, like it's just for last gags. Hey, laugh and laugh and laugh, tell tears in my eyes. Cause life is a shitty sitcom, where you don't learn a lesson in the end. When I watch cartoons, I laugh when I watch hard news. Nervous laughter, nervous laughter. How many light bulbs does it take to change a pump? I don't suffer from my art, I suffer. crazy smile when everything makes me laugh. I don't laugh when I watch cartoons. I laugh when I watch the news. Nervous laughter. Nervous laughter.
Hello, everyone. So, you're just listening to Supermint, or no, sorry, no, scratch that. We're listening to Other Jesus with the song Couch, and it is the comfiest couch that they have. And before that, we were listening to Beelines with Nervous Laughter, which is a fun antisocial song.
Mm-hmm.
Really speaks to me.
Yeah, I'm so surprised.
So, guess what time it is, Tim?
I'm going to take a guess because you asked me. It must be, it's 1:30 right now.
Right. So what time is it?
Is it Adventure Time?
I mean, it's always Adventure Time, really. Like, come on. But specifically at this moment, it's Pun 30.
Oh, I see. So what do you got for me?
Well, you know, I have a few gems here.
All right.
It's going to be a good time. So, Tim, mm-hmm. did you hear about the guy whose left side was just cut off?
No, I didn't.
He's all right now.
Hilarious.
Okay. I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger, but then it hit me.
I thought your cool
just
one was bad.
So bad. Oh man, that was a rough one.
Yeah,
that was fun. All right. Well, this is kind of funny. It's not that the man didn't know how to juggle; he just didn't have the balls to do it.
Nice, nice. I smiled for the people on
okay,
radio.
Okay, yeah, yeah. There was a bit of a smile there. I'm okay with that. I used to be a banker, but I lost interest.
I am punned out.
You can never be punned out, though. Really,
you're probably right.
Come on.
All right, what else you got? Okay. You got one more?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You know the stairs going up to the sub that we walked up?
Yep.
I just don't trust them because they're always up to something.
I didn't even see that coming. That's the worst part.
Excellent.
Puns.
I could never, like, I don't think I could get bored of them.
It's the simplest form of humor.
It's really great. It's really great. There was actually a lot of puns that were given to me this weekend in Whistler, but I cannot remember one.
Not radio. Oh, so just not memorable. Not radio appropriate, or
probably not.
Yeah.
But also, just like I probably wasn't in the best state to be remembering things. Yeah.
You didn't think to pull out a pen and write them down
while
you're having a conversation.
No, not so much. No.
The world has less puns now.
Whistler will get you. Okay, and just before we go, I think we should have just like a little bit of Ron Swanson life advice.
Oh. I like that.
Because you can never have enough of Ron Swanson life advice, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to the listeners to pick up some life advice while they're listening to the
Okay.
radio.
All right.
Fish for sport only, not for meat. Fish meat is practically a vegetable.
Sure.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree completely, yeah.
Okay. There's also this.
Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Don't teach a man to fish and you feed yourself. He's a grown man. Fishing's not that hard.
It's true. Ron Swanson's got it nailed.
That's for
sure.
True, right?
Yep.
God damn, he's so funny.
That's hilarious.
Gosh. Okay. Well, okay, that was enough shenanigans for one break. So this is the band Supermoon with the song Burnout of My Dreams. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This one goes out.
Thank you.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year.
CITR would like to congratulate Poles for making it to the semifinals. This Tuesday, December 2nd at Shindig, come to the Hindenburg for some Vancouver folk pop from Stanley Park, Matthew Experimental Rock from Tarantula Head, and a punk riot from the Glad Rags.
Say nothing at all, got nothing. I mean nothing if I've got nothing. Nothing nice to say. I would I be here at all? Oh, would I be here at all? Oh, would I be here at all? Oh, would I be here at all? Yeah, it's just one more thing I gotta do about that ring. I don't know how to bring this up, but about that ring, I don't wanna get upset, but
I never bought it for you.
I never bought it for you.
It wasn't even for you.
It wasn't even for you.
I did not get it for you.
I did not get it for you.
It wasn't even for you.
We'll be right back.
All right. Well, got to hear a bunch of fun stuff there. That was, we heard Supermoon, which is a really cool local four-piece girl band. That was a lot of words. But they actually played the Live at Lunch. They were here for one of the shows during the first couple weeks of school. And they played a really good show there. It was really fun. And I've seen them a couple times since. But yeah, if you get the chance to see Supermoon, they're super funky.
another pun.
It just comes out sometimes naturally. And they were actually like the members of the Vancouver band Movieland. They've kind of regrouped and started a new band called Supermoon.
You're just on fire.
I know, it's bad. And then we were listening to Prairie Cat, which is just one guy under the name of Prairie Cat. He's from the interior, and that was the song Got Nothing. And then just now we're listening to a very, very funky song called Kate by the band Les Chaussettes, which means socks.
Oh, really?
In French, yeah.
She doesn't suck. I liked her voice.
No,
very
socks.
Much.
Oh, socks. Socks. Like on your feet.
Oh, socks. That makes even less sense, actually. But I like it all the same.
You're also in Vancouver.
True.
Things just don't make sense here sometimes, and I think that's what makes sense.
That made sense, too.
Yeah. Okay, see?
Oh, there you go.
It all works. So what have you thought of Vancouver? Is it what you imagined it would be?
I've traveled all over the country, and BC out here is so different from the rest of it that you could tell me it was a different place entirely, and I would believe it. It's amazing. For the people here that take the mountains for granted and have lived in them their whole lives, for the first time I really saw them just a few years ago, it floored me. I've never felt smaller, and it's beautiful and wonderful to be here.
That's awesome. I totally agree. It's so nice living in the mountains. It's really nice.
I'm very jealous.
It's really pretty.
Ontario has Blue Mountain, which is the size of a hill here. It's not even anything significant.
I can't even, I don't even know how to compare it to anything here.
There's nothing this flat.
No.
I don't think I've seen nothing that reminds me of Ontario here.
Blue Mountain is probably the size of UBC Cliffs.
Yeah.
If you can, you haven't seen yet, but, you'll probably.
Yeah. There was the one in Abbotsford, too, that was there last year, kind of reminded me of Blue Mountain, the one just off the west of the.
Yeah, just kind just of, like,
basically
foothills
a dunghill.
Kind of
deal. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's really great. So what else were your goals in coming to BC? What did you want to see?
I just want to see more nature while I'm here. All the birds and all the plants are different from the stuff I'm used to, and it's just so amazing to see these cedar trees just rocket up into the sky that are uncomparably massive to anything I have back at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds that are on the shore that I have absolutely no idea what they are, I love that kind of stuff.
It's so good.
It's
There's
amazing.
So much nature here. I'm going to take you to Pacific Spirit Park after this.
I'm excited. I like the name.
Yeah. It's very nice. Also Wreck Beach.
There you go.
Because Wreck Beach.
Yeah, I've heard many things about Wreck Beach.
It's excellent. It's so great. The listeners know, if there's listeners.
There's probably someone, right?
Maybe.
There's got to be someone that's
enjoying
it.
Maybe someone will be listening. All right. Anyways, I'm going to play... Okay, this is kind of funny. I'm going to play Johnny DeCourcy, who is, pretty well-known here in Vancouver. I would say a lot of people that I've talked to know him. I didn't know anything about this dude, but I went to a show last year in, March or April, and my friend stole, a Johnny DeCourcy, little, poster from the venue. He just, stole it, and he was like, here you go, have this. And I was like, okay. So then for the rest of the school year, I just had, a Johnny DeCourcy, poster on my wall. And had no idea who he was, had never listened to him. But he was just, a really big part of my, little res life.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
So now I'm listening to him, and it's actually solid. So you want to listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down. I like that.
Cool. So this is the album Alien Lake, and I'm going to play the song Emily.
Sweet.
Cool.
You're the star of the symphony, playing all your songs for me. Oh, I always used to wonder what spell
I was under and now. For years I've been trying to find, oh, purpose, sense of peace of mind. But when it comes to looking under your shirt, don't seem to mind. Cause you believed in me, and I feel so lucky. Now I'm a part of you, and you're the most important part of me. Can't you see, Emily? So when I'm sitting under the stars in a town not so far off, close my eyes and I wonder what she might say. I can still hear your voice in my head, saying, God, John, make your bed. And if the feelings get too much, well, I know I can always let go. Cause you believed in me, and I feel so lucky. Now I'm a part of you, and you're the most important part of me. Yeah, the most important part of me. Can't you see, Emily?
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
CITR has revived. Its long dormant beginner show, It Ain't Easy Being Green.
With the support of experienced programmers, this show offers fully trained CITR members, especially students, the opportunity to get on the air.
Thursday, T-H-U-R-S-D-A-Y. Thursday.
11.
It Ain't Easy Being Green on CITR 101.9 FM.
There you have it. That is the show. So we're listening to Johnny DeCourcy with the song Emily off of the album Alien Lake. And just now we're listening to Malk with the song Switch. And that is a single that is off of their album Prehistoric, which I think is coming out in a couple weeks. Pretty sure. So yeah, so thanks for joining me. Cousin
yes.
Tim.
Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Enjoy it?
Mm-hmm, I did. This is radio is very neat when you see it from the other side.
Mm-hmm. It is really interesting. Yeah, it's a cool medium. And this is CITR. This is the charm. Charming radio station.
You make it much
this
more
is
charming.
Really nice, hey? Just 1 second. Ron Swanson just came in.
Okay. Breaking news.
Oh, no.
No.
No,
internets?
Don't not work.
Intertubes?
Well, you know, it was going to be a really awesome moment, but that's okay.
Oh, that's
things happen. Maybe next time I'll bring back the Ron Swanson. Maybe that'll just be a thing that I do.
It could be good. I really think that his life lessons would be important.
Yeah. Yeah, life lessons with Ron Swanson.
I like it.
Okay, maybe that'll be a thing.
There you go.
This has been a really enlightening show.
Productive.
Yeah, very productive. So we're listening to a bunch of Discord or featured artists today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you're not doing anything tonight, Shindig Night 7 is going to be happening at the Hindenburg. We're going to be listening to Glad Rags, Stanley Park, and Tarantula Head. That should be pretty fun. There's only a few nights left of Shindig, so if you haven't made it down yet, you should totally go. And Thursday, if you're not doing anything, you're not studying or whatever students do, you could go to the Discorder launch party. It's Thursday, also at the Hindenburg. Skinny Kids, Rec Center, Other Jesus, and Zen Mystery Fog are going to be playing. I played Other Jesus today, so if you liked that, you should go.
Mm-hmm.
That's like $10 at the door. Not bad for those bands. It's going to be really good. Don't think I'm going to make it because exams, but that's okay. Yeah. So, thanks for listening, everyone. I'll be back next week with another show, and I am glad that you're enjoying BC, Tim.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.